Some Makobo Town residents took to the streets on Wednesday in what appeared to be a state-managed protest against what residents call a lack of services in the county. Pok Nyang, Akobo County's new commissioner, says poor services at the county hospital are compounded by inadequate funding.
Care International was selected in August as an implementing partner that will take Obo after ICRC left. Now when ICRC left in September 1st, Care International did not show up. They went for assessment with a staff from National Minister of Health, which was done successfully. So we will be waiting for Care International to come to Akobo. Now when I contact Care, they told me that they have not received the budget. When I talked to UNICEF, UNICEF told me that the budget was also delayed, and also there was a communication gap between UNICEF and National Minister of Health. That is what caused the demonstration yesterday.
The commissioner says the national and Yonglei state ministries of health are responsible for the dire health conditions in Akobo.
The blame should be given to the Minister of Health and then the State Minister of Health. Nobody helps. Because if they are the ones supposed to direct UNICEF to give the budget to Care, why didn't they give the budget to the Care International for the last 3 months or 4 months? I know that there were a lot of players, because when I went in September, I met the Minister of Health. He was blaming me that there is a politics being played by me and the National Minister of Water and Irrigation. He failed to produce the evidence.
VOA requested an interview opportunity with the National Minister of Health on Wednesday, but she did not take the call. Instead, Yolanda Awil shared a press statement from the ministry on the situation in Akobo. The minister accuses county authorities of rejecting Save the Children International, therefore delaying service delivery at Akobo Teaching Hospital. Sam Kong is a resident of Akobo and a journalist. He says the national government should intervene and work with local and international nonprofits to provide services in Akobo.
They say the central government has the power to bring any other organization if they chase away ICRC. Because ICRC was chased away through police by the national government. Including me as a journalist, I feel okay when I feel sick. I do go to ICRC hospitals. The services are okay. Although they were more on wounded people, not just sickness.
Char, Akobo County Health Director, says Akobo Hospital provides services for patients from remote parts of the county.
So Akobo Hospital is treating over 200,000 patients. We have a neighbors from Ethiopia side. They also get service from our main Akobo Hospital. And also we have a neighbors from Upper Nile State, which is Wanding, Mandang, Nasir. All these people are coming here to the Akobo Hospital because it's a secondary level. The fuel, it become a problem because the barrel of fuel is $700 at the market. When the authority together with the CAD try also to manage one barrel for the fuels, within 24 hours that fuel will finish. They have no any space to off the generator because if there's a patient under oxygen consideration, they will not be left out.
The National Ministry of Health says it will hold meetings with the World Bank Group, Care International and UNICEF next week. The ministry pledges to deliver services to people in South Sudan, including residents of Akobo County. For VOA News, I am Amir Abraham Kwad, reporting from Upper Nile State's capital, Malakal.